So good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
So we continue to meditate on the Word of God.
我们再一次的思想神的话语。
So before we start, let us turn to Yahweh in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we pray that you will be with us.
我们的亲爱天父, 请你与我们同在。
And speak to our hearts.
与我们的心灵谈话。
And to grant that by your Word, you will bring about changes within us.
就透过你的话语能够来改变我们。
So that we can have a living relationship with you.
让我们跟你会有一个活的关系。
And to know you in an intimate way.
也能够更加的亲密的去了解你。
So hear our prayer.
我们听我们的祷告。
We commit this time now into your care.
我们把这个时间交在你的手里。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us start by reading Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
我们首先就看希伯来书啊。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
希伯来书第九章23节。 23,
right?
22. 22节哦。 So, 按着律法, 凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。 若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。Okay,
now this verse seems to say
这个经文呢，好像在讲哦，
that without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
如果不流血的话呢，罪就不得赦免了。
I think when we come to the Bible, we have to read it carefully.
所以当我们看圣经呢，我们要很小心的去看。It
does not make it absolute, in other words.
其实这个不是绝对性的。
Because the words here are almost all things.
因为这里都讲了，凡事是差不多都是用。
That means not all things, right?
就是等于不是说每一件物。
And what is more, it says in verse 22, under the law.
而且这里还讲是按着律法。
So in other words, what is being conveyed right here is that there is a possibility that there can be forgiveness apart from blood sacrifice.
所以这里就说有一个可能性呢，就是除了不流血之外呢，可能是能得到宽恕的。Okay,
now when you look in the Old Testament,
当你读这旧约的时候，
you will find that indeed there are cases where God actually forgives quite apart from blood sacrifice.
所以 在旧约里面呢，其实有几个例子可以看到呢，不流血也是可以让罪得赦免的。So
for example, Leviticus chapter 5,
我们先看呢，就是利未记啊。
Verse 11 to 13.
Leviticus. Leviticus 5:11.
Verse 11, we just read verse 11.
就读11节啊。 他的力量若不够献两只斑鸠或是两只楚歌，就是因所犯的罪带供物来，就是细米一法十分之一为赎罪祭，不可加上油，也不可加上乳香，因为是赎罪祭。Right,
you see right there that is not blood sacrifice, it's just flour. Right?
所以这里看到，其实不是这个流血的哦，这里讲只是用细面。
And this is Yahweh's requirement for those who are very, very poor.
所以这个是Yahweh的要求，就是对待那些贫穷的人呢。
And for these people, even without blood sacrifice, they can be forgiven of their sin.
即使呢，这些人呢，没有供出流血的物来，但是他们也是可以被宽赎的，用细面哦。
And that's why in Hebrews 9:22 it says almost all, right? Almost, but not all. 刚才看的希伯来书呢，经文就是说。
不是每一件，but
it is important to note then.
所以这是非常重要的。
When you look at the Old Testament, in fact, there are quite a number of instances where God forgives without blood sacrifice.
所以很多例子里面，在旧约呢，可以看到神是可以赦免人的罪的，而且是不用流血的。
Yeah, and you will see this, for example, in Isaiah 6:6-7, which you won't turn to.
啊，其实在以赛亚书啊六章六节哈。
That Isaiah was forgiven, just through the coal from the altar that was put on his lips.
啊，就是以赛亚呢，他已经被赦免了，只是单单用那个炭哦，就放在他口里了。
And yeah, and then Yahweh says your sins are forgiven.
然后 Yahweh 神就说呢，你的罪已经得赦了。
There's no mention of sacrifice.
所以都没有说什么献祭之这方面的。
And when you look at Zechariah chapter 3:1-6,
所以当你看到
Zechariah 3:1-6,
Zechariah 撒加利亚哈第三章一到六节。
In fact, Joshua, the high priest,
就耶稣亚呢，就祭司长
was in fact cleansed and forgiven.
他其实是被洁净，而且被
Again, without blood sacrifice.
这个例子他也没有说有流血的之物哦。
And what is more well known is the fact that David the king,
就是关于这个大卫这个王哦。
When he committed adultery and murdered Uriah,
他犯了这个通奸罪哦，而且把这个情妇的丈夫给杀了。
According to the law, that is a death sentence.
根据神来说呢，这个是个死罪来的。
And because he repented,
因为他悔改了。
Nathan said, "Your sins are taken away. You are forgiven."
那单就说呢，你的罪已经得赦了。
And you see again, there is no blood sacrifice.
所以你就看到，也没有说流血献祭哦。
Yeah, there are a number of instances in the prophets where Yahweh says to Israel.
所以很多次在先知里哦，就是亚威神跟以色列说
，If you repent and turn to me,
如果你悔改又归向我
，I will forgive you.
我会赦免你的罪。
Now that is to put it very simply.
所以就很简单的这样讲。
But if you want If you need to look at those references, I'll just give you some examples.
如果你要多一些参考，我也会给你这些例子。
You see that in Isaiah 43:25.
你可以看到以赛亚43:25。
And Jeremiah 33:6.
撒加利亚哦，33:6-8。
Jeremiah 33:6-8. And Ezekiel 36.
Ezekiel 36:22-25.
Now all these reference simply helps us to see.
所以这些参考让我们看到呢。
That forgiveness is Yahweh's sovereign right.
这个赦免罪呢，就是神的主权来的。
He himself decides.
是他自己来决定。
In other words, even Yahweh is not bound by the law.
这个亚威神呢是不被这个律法约束的。
Even though he gave the law,
即使他给予这个律法的。
But he's not bound by that.
但是他不是被这个律法约束。
Now that shows the freedom of Yahweh himself.
所以就看到亚威神他自己是有自由的。
And of course you have a problem here for people who keep insisting that without blood sacrifice, then there's no forgiveness.
所以就是这里的问题就是有些人就是很执着说如果你没有流血的话就不会得到赦免了。
All right, now let's look at Exodus chapter 34.
然后看出埃及记哦，第四章。
Exodus
34:34.
We'll read 6-7.
我们看6-7啊。亚威在他面前宣告说：“亚威，亚威是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽， 过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪为无罪，并追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Now you notice that this is actually the explanation of what the goodness of Yahweh is.
这里其实来解释了亚威是有多么的好。
And he says compassionate and gracious.
所以说他就是有怜悯有恩典的。
Slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. In other words, you will see here that Yahweh is extremely gracious and loving.
就是说他不轻发怒哦，有慈爱。就是这神呢，就特别有仁慈心的跟爱哈。
And that's the first thing he proclaimed about himself to Moses.
就是第一件呢，亚威神来宣告他自己跟这个摩西说的。
And to, of course, to the whole of Israel.
当然是跟这个全以色列人说了。
Now our problem is we tend to focus on the second part.
我们的问题就是我们只是专注那第二部分了。
And here we read, will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
就是说呢，他必追讨那些犯罪的人呢。
And so we are very, you see, that's a problem with human beings.
所以我们人类就是这个样子。
We don't read things carefully.
我们不是很小心看东西的。
And we tend to focus on the wrong things.
我们每次都是专注在错的地方。
And you find that.In some churches, this matter of focusing on the guilty, right?
就是有些教会呢，就会说专注在那罪的罪犯。
In other words, we will not let them go until they repent.
我们就是要追讨他的罪，除非他悔改。
In other words, the sins of others gives us an excuse.
所以别人的罪哈，就给我们这样的一个借口。
To exercise judgment.
就是来论断他。
Now, but this is really lopsided. I mean, it's very, you know, it's a wrong way of looking at things.
其实这样的看法是很具有错误的。
And you will notice that this is precisely the point. He is compassionate and gracious.
所以要点就是这样哦，他就是很有怜悯心的。
So even in the Old Testament, that is the emphasis.
即使是在旧约里面，这就是他所强调的。
And that is why you'll find, even in the sacrificial system,
即使在祭祀的制度里哦,
it is meant to convey Yahweh's love and compassion on the people.
其实是要来宣告亚威神的怜悯心和恩典对待他的人民的恩典。
Now we saw quite some time ago about worship, right?
我们之前就看过关于这个崇拜。
And in that sermon, I mentioned
在那个信息我说过哦,
that in the sacrifice to Yahweh, it is simply returning to Yahweh what He has given to us.
所以我就说过了，当我们献祭给亚威神呢，其实我们只是归还给他，他给我们的一切。
So when we look at the matter of sin offering,
当我们看关于这个祭祀哦,
the animals are provided by Yahweh.
这些野兽啊，都是从神而来的。
And what are they doing? They're simply returning to Yahweh.
他们其实献祭是做什么？只是归还给他哦。
In other words, Yahweh wants to forgive them.
就看到了亚威神是要来宽恕他们的。
And He provided the means whereby they can be forgiven.
他就供应了一个方法，让他们能够得到宽恕。
You see, that is the grace of Yahweh, even in the sacrificial system.
所以看到这个祭祀的制度里啊，亚威神是有多么有恩典的。
So He gives us life.
他给我们生命。
Okay, but He also wants to cleanse and forgive us of our
sins. 他也是要来洁净跟宽恕我们的罪的。
Everything is from Him.
全部的东西都是从他而来。
And even atonement is from him.
即使这个赎罪也是从他而来的。
So the Israelite will not think that, oh, I just need to offer up, if you are rich enough, you just offer up a bull, then Yahweh is bound to forgive me.
所以呢，这个以色列人就不想，哦，我有多么富有，我只要能够献上公牛之类的，他就会宽恕我了。
Well, that is the wrong thinking.
这样是一个错误的想法。
Because the bull is from Yahweh.
因为这个山牛是 是从耶和华神来的。
It is His
公牛哦。
Way of providing for the Israelite, right? The means by which he can be forgiven.
他只是供应一个方法，让那些罪人的歌可以得到宽恕。
So in other words, in this matter of atonement, it is not a transaction.
所以这个啊赎罪啊，不是在讲是一个是交易哦，不是一个交易。
Yeah, whether a bull, a lamb, a goat, right?
不管是这公牛啊、山羊啊，或者是绵羊啊。
Or turtle dove.
啊，或者是这个啊斑鸠啊。
Or even the flower itself.
或者这个是细面哦。
So all these are from Yahweh.
这些都是从神而来的。
And it is Yahweh's way of telling the people, right? What I provided for you.That is your atonement as well.
啊，所以就是耶和华神跟这个民众说呢，我所供应给你的，哦，就是这也是一次供物来的。
So when we turn to the New Testament,
所以当我们啊转去那个新约的时候
，Yahweh has provided for us again.
耶和华也是再一次的供应给我们了。
What did who did he provide? Well, the our Lord Jesus.
他给我们谁呢？就是给我们主耶稣哦。
He is God's gift to us.
他就是耶稣，就是神的礼物给我们的。
He is Yahweh's way of providing for us the means whereby we can be cleansed, forgiven, and reconciled to Him.
耶稣就是这个耶稣就是耶稣给我们的啊，让我们就是有这样的一个方法能够得到宽恕哦跟洁净。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5.
我们看看。哥林多书啊
18 and 19
哥林多书
5, 18 and 19
啊第十八到第十九节啊一切都是出于神他借着耶稣使我们与他和好又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们这就是神在耶稣里基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Okay, you see what Paul has said?
所以保罗讲什么呢
？All these things are from God.
一切都出于神。
Yahweh has provided everything for our salvation and redemption.
耶和华已经供应了我们一切为我们的救赎。
That is the grace of God.
所以这个就是神的恩典。
Now it says here, right, that God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to Himself.
就是这里说呢，神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
Whatever Jesus did was the work of Yahweh in Him.
所以一切耶稣所做呢，其实就是耶和华神在他基督里面所做的。
That Yahweh in the man Jesus.
就耶和华在这个耶稣这个人里。
Reconciled the whole world to Himself.
叫世人与自己和好。
So you see the graciousness of God.
所以你就看到神的恩典啊。
It has been His grace all the while from the very beginning with Adam and Eve.
所以就看到恩典就从亚当跟夏娃开始哦。
And you will notice that Adam and Eve should have died.
那你其实你就看到，其实亚当跟夏娃应该是要死的。
When they took the fruit.
当他们拿的这禁果。
And yet Yahweh provided.A means, a way for Adam and Eve.
但又一次看到呢，就是耶和华神又给，想出了一个方法哈。
And you will notice the next generation after that.
就想方法呢，就让他赦了他们罪。你看到后一代呢
？When Cain killed Abel.
就是当这个 Cain 就看到 what is it?Genesis 4.
Never mind. Okay. The older brother killed the younger brother.
就像看到这个啊、
When the older brother,
大儿子、就杀了这个小儿子。
Well, he should have paid blood for blood.
就是该隐杀了这个、他的弟弟、他应该是说
life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
以命还命、以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And yet Cain was spared.
但是该隐却被赦了。
All right. Now you will see here. Right, of course, it's based on Cain's reaction to Yahweh. All right. He felt remorse over what he has done.
所以就看到这个该隐呢，其实在亚伟面前呢，他其实有后悔啊。
But you notice then, all right, even if many Christians say, well, Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God. That's not the case at all.
Right? 其实有些人说呢，这个亚当跟夏娃呢，他们犯罪呢，所以就跟神呢远离了，
and we realize
隔离了。其实不是这样子。
Yahweh continued to talk to Adam and Eve.
因为你看到亚威神呢，一直就是跟亚当跟夏娃讲话。
And if there's any punishment, then of course the punishment was that they had to leave.
如果有
the Garden of Eden,
有什么惩罚的话呢？就是说看到他们已经离开了。
So going back, going to the New Testament then.
所以当我们回到这个新约的时候哦。
And you will notice that.
就是离开伊甸园了
That even in the New Testament, under the ministry of John the Baptist.
即使就是看到这个新的事工在施洗约翰。
I should correct that, because John the Baptist represents the Old Testament.
其实施洗约翰是代表这个旧约的。
But even in John the Baptist's ministry,
即使在这个施洗约翰的这个事工里啊，
it is a baptism. He conducted the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin.
他是用洗礼来赦免罪的。
You see this, for example, in Mark chapter 1, verse 4.
你可以看见
呢。You don't have to read.
就在马可一章第四节。
And there it states very plainly that those people who came to John the Baptist for to repent of their sins, they were forgiven.
就是说，这些罪人来到施洗约翰呢，他们其实已经被赦免罪了。
And when Jesus came around,
所以当耶稣来的时候。
Of course, the Lord Jesus' ministry is greater than John the Baptist.
当然呢，耶稣的事工呢，比这个施洗约翰还要大哦。
In other words, he did not have to conduct to do exactly what John the Baptist did.
他其实不用根据这个施洗约翰的方法来做。
And that Jesus, in his authority given by Yahweh,
就是耶稣呢，就从神而来的权柄啊。
He forgave.
他就宽恕了。
Simply on basis of the word of forgiveness.
就是只是根据他所说的话，就是宽恕罪。
Now let's look at Mark chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9.
我们看马太福音。
Matthew 9.
第九章哦。
6 to 8.
第九章。
6 to 8.
6到八节啊。但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对探子说：“起来，拿你的炉子回家去吧。”那人就起来回家去了。
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read verse 8.
Verse 8.
8.
众人看见都惊奇，就归荣耀与神，因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
See, the crowd saw that this is an authority from Yahweh to a man, Jesus, right? To the man Jesus.
就是众人呢就看到，这个人子耶稣哦，有这样的一个权柄。
And that's why Jesus could say, "I have that authority from Yahweh."
所以耶稣才能说，我有从神而来的那个权柄哦。
To forgive sins.
能够来。宽恕罪。
But you notice this is before he died on the cross.
你可以注意到，其实这个是在他还没钉在十字架之前的事哦。
Which reinforced the fact that the blood sacrifice is not absolutely required.
所以就再次强调呢，就是流血献祭哦，不是绝对需要来宽恕罪。
That John the Baptist and Jesus could proclaim forgiveness of sins apart from the temple and the sacrifice.
就看到呢，施洗约翰跟耶稣能够来宽恕罪呢，就不用说有圣殿啊跟祭祀之类的事。
Yeah, which shows that the blood sacrifice is not necessary.
所以就看到这个献祭流血呢是不需要的。
So the question is, so why the blood sacrifice then?
那就问了，为什么要有这样流血的祭祀呢？
And Hebrews chapter 10 tells us.
然后就希伯来书第十章跟我们说。
That it is meant to be a reminder of sins from year to year.
其实这个是要来提醒他们关于他们的罪哦，就是每年都要提醒他们。
That every time the Israelites offer up animal sacrifices.
当这个啊以色列人来献祭哦，就是动物祭的时候。
Is to remind them.
是要来提醒他们。
That there is sin in your life.
就是他们的生命里有罪啊。
That we all have to recognize with all contrition of heart every day.
啊，所以我们每天都要谦卑的啊认，就是看到自己是有罪的。
The need for forgiveness.
而且我们是需要得到宽恕。
But in fact, in the Old Testament as in the New.
其实在旧约跟新约里啊。
The condition for forgiveness has always been repentance.
所以如果要得到宽恕、哦、这个要求呢就是你要能够悔你要悔改
yeah, that we humble ourselves before Yahweh,
我们要在 Yahweh 面前谦卑
and always seek for Yahweh's grace,
而且是每一次都要寻求 Yahweh 的恩典
and that's why Jesus taught his disciples the prayer,
所以呢耶稣才会教他的门徒这个祷告、哦、
forgive us of our transgressions,
就是赦免我们的罪啊
As we forgive those who have transgressed against us.
就当我们饶恕别人的罪，神也饶，就是饶神饶恕我们的罪，当我们饶恕别人的罪。
Right. So you can see that the Lord Jesus, in fact,
所以你看见主耶稣呢
has already taught his disciples,
已经教导了他的门徒了
right, that forgiveness from Yahweh is possible already, even before he went to the cross.
就是呢，从耶稣而来的这个宽恕罪呢已经是行得通了就是在他还没去十字架之前
and more than that
那更多呢
he expects his disciples to forgive other sin
他就期望他的门徒也会去饶恕别人的罪啊
based on your present the present experience of Yahweh's forgiveness for them
就是根据啊，亚威神已经宽恕了你的罪。
That as long as they follow Jesus,
只要他们一直跟随着耶稣
，they will continue to experience the goodness and the mercy of Yahweh.
他们会继续的，就是经历到亚威神的恩典跟怜悯。
And we see the same thing in Matthew 18:21-22.
我们也同样的看到在马太福音第十八章。
18:21-22.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢到第七次可以吗耶稣说我对你说不到不是到七次乃是七十个七次
Now there are many opinions of to what is 70 times 7
所以很多人有他们自己的想法呢关于七十个七次
yeah, we don't have to be stuck in the letter, right?
我们不要在字面上。
Yeah, because other translations say 77 times.
有些人是说七十个七次。
But the point is this.
要点是呢
？Are we ready to forgive every moment of the day?
我们是否呢？是每一刻呢？愿意去饶恕人呢
？And this forgiveness is possible.
而且这个饶恕是。可以的
because it is based on the disciples' experience of Yahweh's forgiveness.
因为是根据呢这个门徒呢从神而来经历到神宽恕他们。
In other words, from day to day, we live under God's grace.
就是说呢，每一天我们是否是活在神的恩典里呢
？So many people have the wrong understanding even of this.
很多人呢就有。很多这个错误的想法。
What does it mean to live by God's grace?
你跟我说要活在神的恩典里是什么呢
？Most people think that living by God's grace would mean that I'm assured of my salvation.
很多人想哦，如果要活在神的恩典，就是说，我的救恩就得到保障了。
That even if I sin, God will forgive me.
即使我犯罪了，神还是会宽恕我的。
And therefore, you will find that quite a number of Christians actually go on to commit sin.
所以就看到了很多基督徒就继续的在犯罪了。
Because they think that they are under grace, God will forgive them anyway.
因为他们是活在恩典里面，所以神是一定会宽恕他们的。
But we must understand in the Old Testament.
但是我们要明白在旧约里面。
there's one sin that will not be forgiven.
啊，其实有一个罪呢是不可以赦的。
And it is in Numbers chapter 15 verse 30.
啊，就是在。
15 verse 30.
Numbers. 啊，就民数记哈。
Numbers 15:30.
啊 ，chapter.
15.
啊，就是。啊，第十五章哈，三十节啊。OK， 但那善感行事的，无论是本地人是寄居的，他亵渎了亚威，必从民中剪除。
See, by blaspheming Yahweh, you don't have to say it in words.
啊，其实亵渎亚威神呢，你不用说用言语来讲。
You just do something.Defiantly against God.
你只要说是善感行事哈，就对付亚威神。
Other translations put it as deliberate sin, right?
啊，就有些说是故意犯罪。
You know it's wrong and you keep doing it.
你知道这是错了，你还继续做。
So you think, oh, God is gracious, He will forgive. I just offer animal sacrifice, right?
如果你想哦，神是慈爱的，啊，没事啊，我只要献上祭就可以了。
Wow, that's mistaken because Numbers 15:30 tells us.
其实是错误的，因为这经文跟我们讲啊。
He will not be forgiven. He's cut off from the people.
他不会得赦免，他的罪不会得赦，而且他是会从民中呢剪除。
So in case we think that is Old Testament, how about New? Well, Jesus died for us.
所以我们想可能是旧约嘛，啊，新约里面耶稣已经为我们死了。
Well, let's read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
我们看希伯来书哦，第十章，第 verse
26
啊，就26节
to 31
到31节哈。
Or we read up to 29.
我们就是26到29哦，因为我们得知道，我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。唯有暂居等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。人刚犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，惨却不得灵敏而死。何况人见他神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢慈恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎么样加重呢？
Yeah, verse 26 tells us.
二十六节跟我们讲。
If we go on sinning willfully,
我们若故意犯罪
，then of course there is no sacrifice.
当然呢，就不能再献祭了。
And verse 29 tells us.
这二十九节跟我们讲。
How much severer the punishment is going to be?
哦，就看到他要受的刑罚。是有多么加重呢
？Yeah, for those of us under the new covenant,
就是那些在新约里的人。
Now all these puts things into perspective.
这是给我们看到了。
What does it mean to live under the grace of God?
你要怎么能够活在神的恩典里
？Well, it is to experience not just the power from Him.
所以不只是说能够经历他而来的那大能力。
To overcome sin,
能够胜过罪。
But if you speak of sin, then one of the sins we have to constantly overcome.
所以如果我们说罪的话，有一个罪我们一直要的去胜过它呢。
It's the sin of unforgiveness.
就是不愿意宽恕人的罪。
Then you'll find that this becomes a practical consideration.
所以你看，这个就是很实际哦。
Because to say I live by grace.
如果你说我是活在恩典里。
Is to live the kind of grace that is spoken of in Exodus 34, 6 and 7 that we just read.
就是要能够活出像出埃及记所讲的那个恩典。
That we share the heart and mind of Yahweh.
就是我们能够来分担亚威神的心思意念哦。
In the compassion, His compassion.
就是关于他怜悯人呢。
And the love for other people.
而且是能够去爱别人呢。
Now that is very, very important to grasp.
这个是非常重要的要点。
Now let's read Hebrews again.
需要我们掌握的。我们再
看。Since we're in Hebrews, we look at chapter 12, verse 15.
啊，十二章十五节啊。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
啊，十五节。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩， 恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Yeah, if you don't live under the grace of God,
如果你不活在神的恩典里，
it says here, there will be a root, there will be bitterness in our heart.
哦，你的心里将会有生出这个毒根哦，苦毒来。
I think we have to face the fact.
所以我们真的是要看这个真实哦。
That in all our relationship with people,
我们跟人的每一个人的关系，
there will be people who will hurt you.
是有一些人会来伤害你的。
And that is why you will find that there is a great difficulty right here.
所以这里就是有一些困难了哦。
When you are hurt, does your resentment remain there?
当你受到伤害的时候，你是否会去很怨恨这个人呢？
Or can we experience God's grace to help us overcome?
或者你能够经历到神的恩典，让你能够胜过这个。
So you will find that many people struggle over this.
所以你看到好多人其实在这方面都是在挣扎。
Especially if the hurt is very, very deep.
尤其如果这个人伤害你，伤得很深呢。
I think one of the problem that society has to face.
所以这个社会所要面对的哈
，is let's say the matter of divorce or adultery，
就是关于要离婚或通奸这样的罪。
It's a strong sense of betrayal。
其实里面这个背叛是有多大
？And that's very hard to take。
所以是很难承受的。
Okay. And also between among very close friends。
啊，而且跟你密友哈的关系。
We know for a fact that。The closer you are to someone, the greater the hurt.
所以如果你越靠近这个人呢，你的伤害就越强烈。
And that's why we live by God's grace.
所以我们一定要活在神的恩典里。
And he says that if you are in touch with God's grace.
所以这里讲呢，如果你能够接触到神的恩典呢，
then of course.God's grace helps us to overcome all the bitterness.
你会经历到神的恩典，能够帮忙你除掉你里面的怨恨呢。
And that is why in verse 14 of chapter 12 in Hebrews.
所以你看到这个第十四节在希伯来书。
You see the word pursue peace with all men.
他说你要追求与众人和睦。
Now you can't pursue peace with all men.
你不能够追求与众人和睦。
We can pursue peace with some people, but not others.
我们可以追求和睦跟一些人，不过其他人就做不到了。
But how can you pursue peace if you can't forgive?
你怎么能够这个追求和睦？如果你不能够宽恕人、饶恕人
，You have grudges in your heart.
你心里面呢就有这怨恨呢。
You see, now actually this is not just a scriptural. Of course, a scriptural. A matter of forgiveness is quite different, all right, from the way the world looks at it, even in the secular world.
这个圣经所讲的这个宽恕人哈，在这个世人来看哈，是有些不一样啊。
Now I read, I read on the website.
我上网看到。
From Mayo Clinic or Mayo Clinic.
就是说这个。没有诊所哈。
And then was talking about forgiveness.
那里就讲了饶恕人了。
And the concern there is that if you don't forgive,
那他们所关心的就是如果你不宽恕人。
It is actually very harmful to you, just very harmful to your mental state and also to your physical body.
就是说对你的心理上跟身体上都有害的。
And therefore, in that website, they encourage people to learn to forgive.
所以这个网站呢，就是他在鼓励人家要去宽恕、饶恕人。
And the reason is this.
理由就是呢。
That when you have forgiven.
就是当你宽恕人哦。
Your life will not be governed by your hurt.
你的生命呢，将不会受这些伤害来控制住哦。
And of course, if your life is not governed by your hurt,
如果你的生命不是被这些伤害控制住呢？
Then you will relate to people in a more positive way.
这样你跟人家交流的时候是很积极的，很正面的。
You will not withdraw into yourself. You will not become antisocial.
你不会说跟别人就开始说 远离他哦，跟他隔离。
You will not be nasty to people。
你对人就不会说去虐待或苛刻的对待他。
So it's just for your own well-being。
其实对你是说你的健康是对你有好处的。
And the second thing the second reason why you need to forgive。
说第二点，为什么你要去宽饶恕人呢
？Is that the person who hurt you will not govern your life anymore？
就是说呢，这个伤害你的人不能够再控制你了。
In other words, the person's power over your life, even your own psyche, right?
这个人对你的影响哦，跟你心理上的那个影响哦
，that is taken away.
啊、right? ，已经被除掉了。
And you are really free.
所以你就得到这个自由了。Right?
But there's a third reason.
那还有第三个理由。
It says that forgiveness can or might lead.To feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion.
所以就说呢，如果你饶恕他呢，将会导致你对这个伤害你的人呢有同情心哈、哦，跟能够去理解他。
Now it is interesting to note, right?
所以就很有趣的看到。
Even from a secular point of view,
就是世俗的想法哈、哦。
That empathy and compassion.And understanding,
就是理解、
right?
哦、同情人、哦、体贴人、啊、
comes from forgiveness,
是由、
right?
因为你能够宽恕他，你才有这些。
Wow, that is quite an insight, I must say.
所以、
right?
哎、其实世俗也有这些洞察力、哦、
And what is more, he goes on to say,、
啊、还有呢，更多他还说呢
，Even if that person does not admit wrong,
即使这个人跟你、right? 就他不认错。
And he does not change.
而且他又没有改变。
But you forgive him anyway.
但是你还是饶恕、宽恕他。
Wow, that is really something.
啊，其实是很伟大的一件事。
But of course, the entire purpose of this exercise.
当然呢，这个全部的目的呢，就是
is for your own well-being.
是为你的好着想的，你的身体跟心理上的健康。
Now, of course.Right there, that is very different from what the Bible is saying.
当然呢，这里跟这个圣经是有分别的啊。
That's where we depart.
啊，所以说从这里我们就
Because
离开了。
In the Bible, this forgiveness has to do with God's forgiveness.
哦，其实，在圣经里面呢，如果你饶恕人，你就得到神的饶恕。
That you forgive others because you experience God's forgiveness.
你饶恕人，因为你经历到神饶恕你了。
Yeah, I don't have to try my best to forgive somebody.
不是说尽我有所能的说来饶恕人啊。
Yeah, even though the advice is good, but how many people can really do it?
所以，即使他的建议哦，这个诊所建议是好的，但是有多少人能够做到呢
？Because here we are talking about.A general a principle that is possible in the Christian life.
这里跟我们讲就是这个原则在基督里呢，基督徒里面是能够做到的。
That's why I say we live by God's grace.
所以我就说呢，我们能活在神的恩典里啊。
And by that we mean we live by God's graciousness.
这个意思呢，就是我们能够活在神的仁慈当中。
And what is more.
更多呢
right? It's not just for our own well-being.
不只是为我们的健康着想、啊。
Because Paul goes says in 2 Corinthians 5.
保罗在哥林多后书五章说。
He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
他们还给我们一个职分呢，就是来让世人和好。
In other words, is to bring people into God's kingdom.
就是把世人带到神的国度里。
That they too may experience forgiveness.
这样他们也能够来经历这个被饶恕哦。
And Yahweh's compassion for us.
然后也能经历到神的慈爱哦，怜悯哦，对他们的怜悯。
Yeah. So it is very, very important to understand.
所以这是非常重要的，来明白。
That we cannot forgive.
我们是不能够饶恕人
unless we know what it is to live under God's grace
除非我们能够知道怎么样能够活在神的恩典里
experiencing his power
就是经历到他的大能力
and enabling us to forgive others
这个大能力使我们能够来宽恕别人
and that is why I find that in the ministry of the word
所以我看见在这个神话语的侍奉里
when you conduct God's ministry.
当你来行出神的工作。
And we always have a right attitude before Him.
我们一定要在神面前有一个对的态度。
You will see the power of that word changing other people.
你就看到神的话语的大能力能够去改变他人。
They too experience God's grace. Right?
他们也能够经历到神的恩典。
To overcome the bitterness towards other people.
来胜过他里面的苦对别人的苦毒。
There's something about the gospel that takes away all our hostility.
所以就看到了这个圣经的能力哦，能够带走我们心里面对别人的仇敌。
And replace it with God's love.
而去取这个圣经就在我们身上呢，就给我去取代了这个苦毒，给我们这个爱。
So my question is this.
所以我的问题就是
，How many Christians really experience what it means to live by God's grace?
有几个基督徒能够说他真的经历到啊，活在神的恩典里呢？
In yesterday's news,
就昨天的这个新闻啊，
there's an article about a certain church in South Africa.
就是说在南非有一个教会哦。
And there was a dispute over leadership in the church.
啊，就是在这个教会里面有这个争议哦，关于这个领导。
And the other party left the church and they came back with guns, right?
所以有一部分的人离开教会就拿枪进来这个教会了哦。
Five people died.
五个人死掉。
And I think six injured.
还有六个受伤哦。
And the police made 40 arrests.
哦，就是警察就抓了四个人呢，是十个人呢，
Now this is an extreme case.
哦，这个是这个很例外的哈、哦、啊。
Yeah, and of course we don't. You would say, well, I don't use guns, or you know, we don't go to that extent.
我们不会这么极端呢、啊，说我们会用枪啊什么去伤害人呢、啊。
But we know how to hit and hurt others.
但是我们知道会用什么方法来去伤害别人哦。
Mostly with our words.
啊，就是用言语方面来伤害人。
And that's why we need Yahweh's grace.
所以我们一定要有亚威神的恩典。
To help us to overcome our critical and judgmental attitude.
就是帮我们胜过我们批评人哦，跟论断人的。
Yeah. And of course, over the last few weeks, as we have read in the papers and watch on TV,
就前几周我们如果看新闻啊，或是电视啊，
and there's this Black Lives Matter movement,
就是关于这个黑人的命也是命的这个行动。
And why do more black people are abused by the police?
啊，为什么呢？这个黑人会被这个警察虐待呢？
Well, the problem is stereotyping.
啊，问题那就是那种苛刻的这个影响啦。
Yeah. Just because a few black people did certain things.
啊，就是说因为有一些刻板的一种想法哈、
哦，
就是说有一些黑人就做错了一些事、啊。
We have a way of stigmatizing.
我们就有一个方法，就刻板的去就侮辱他。
So based on that, then the whole community is like that.
啊，就是根据这样的一个缘故呢，就说啊，全部的黑人就是这样子的。
So we find that we have this kind of problem.
所以看到我们自己有这样的同样的问题哦。
That in every society, in every place, there's always this problem of stigmatizing.
所以在每一个社交哈环境里面哈，啊，你就看到。我们其实是会很刻板的去侮辱人啊。
Yeah, we stigmatize certain race, certain culture.
啊，我们就会这针对呢，有一些民族啊，有一些文化。
And because of that,
也就因为这样
，we are not gracious to them anymore.
所以我们对他们呢是不很亲切，啊，不仁慈的。
And that is why I hope we understand.
所以希望呢，我们能够明白。
It may come down to a certain individual that we already stigmatize.
所以就对于某一个人呢，我们已经很刻板的去对待他。
And no matter what the person does,
不管这个人做了什么
，is always wrong.
他做的全部都是错的，在我的眼里
，never right.
他永远不是没有做对 对视的。
And that is why you begin to understand.
所以你就开始明白
了。Somebody once said.
有一个人说。
How many of you, how many percentage of, how much of you is excusable and how much of you is inexcusable?
你里面当中呢有几个八仙是愿意去赦免别人，有几个是不愿意赦免人。
I mean, the way we look at ourselves.
所以当我们看我们自己的时候。
Because we dare not say we are sinless.
我们不敢说我们是无罪的。
So only 10% is inexcusable.
So, 就说哦，10%呢是我们是不能够赦免他的。
Most of my life or most of me, I'm okay.
就大部分我看我自己是对的。
But even if you look at other people,
即使你看其他人哦,
if that person happens to be very, very good person,
就是他，你看起来他是多么良善的。
That is in our own estimation, he's a very good person.
我们自己的估计里面哦，衡量我们觉得他是挺不错，挺良善。
But one day that person exposes 10% of the inexcusable, right?
如果他让你看到有一部分你是不能够原谅他的
That 10%
那这个10%的
becomes 90%
就成为了就90%了
That little bit of wrong
就他一点点的错
is amplified
已经加大了
And he's stigmatized for life
永远呢你就刻板他了
So whatever good is said
不管有你听到一些好话
，Even if other people are saying all the good things，
即使有些人说他有哪一方面好
，In our hearts and minds，
在你的心里面呢
，We dismiss all that，
你根本就不要去听了
，Because we see，
因为你已经看到了
，That he has faults，
他是有错的
，You see， now if we look at it this way，
如果我们是这样的看人呢
，Can you tell me，
你跟我说
，How would this person ever forgive？ How would this person ever forgive?
这个人他怎么样会去饶恕呢
？He can't.
他是不可能的。
And that is why you begin to understand.
所以你现在开始明白。
God's standard for us.
神对我们的标准呢
？Especially when He has given His Son to us.
就是他已经给我们他的儿子了。
And it is God's purpose, in fact.
而且是神的目的哦。
That we are conformed to the image.Of his son,
我们就是能够越来越像他的儿子。
So I have to close.
所以我现在要总结了。
And in order to close, let us read.
我们就是来读。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
Chapter 3,
verse 12 to 14.
哥罗西书。第三章
12 to 14
第十二到十四节所以你们既是神的选民圣洁门爱的人就要存灵敏恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心主得丁同若这人与那人有嫌隙总要彼此包容彼此饶恕、
okay.
主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。
Okay, we stop here. All right. Now you can see compassion, kindness, humility, all these virtues.
所以你看到了这个灵敏啊，恩典啊，谦虚、温柔、忍耐心这些美德啊。
It's tied with forgiveness.
是跟宽恕饶恕人有关的。
Because if you don't forgive,
如果你不饶恕人
you cannot be compassionate.
你不可能有怜悯心
Neither can you be kind.
你根本不能够恩待人
So this is you could say command, all right?
所以你可以看到就是保罗他所吩咐
And he's telling the Colossians.
他是跟哥伦多哥罗西教会
Now, this is what the new life is about.
这个就是新生命的意思了。
So I hope we will meditate on the cross more.
所以希望我们大家都会更加的思考这个十字架。
So if we are suffering from any hurt,
如果我们身上 在承受任何的伤害哦。
It is important to think about Jesus.
就是你一定要去想想这耶稣十字架的耶稣哦。
Well, have we been betrayed in some way?
我们是否被他人背叛呢？
Well, Jesus was betrayed.
耶稣也被背叛了。
He knows what it how it feels like.
他自己明白这是怎么样的一个心情哦。
Well, Judas betrayed him.
犹大背叛他了。
His disciples let him down.
他的门徒也离开他。
They did not stand by him.
他们没有守着他。
Now, if you feel that that is your hurt,
如果你觉得这个是你所受的伤害哦。
Then you must understand, Jesus felt, Jesus knows how it feels.
你一定要明白，耶稣也有同样的感受哦。
Have we suffered injustice?
我们是否有没有承受到不公义的对待哦？
You're made to pay for something you did not do.
啊，而且你是要偿，你是要去偿还你所没有做的事。
Well, look at Jesus.
说你看看耶稣哦。
He was put on a cross.
他被钉十字架。
That's one of the greatest injustice done to him.
其实这是最大的不公义的去对待他。
Did anyone look down on you? Did they despise you?
是否有人小看你跟藐视你呢？
Yeah, did they they may not spit at you or hit you.
他可能不会吐口水或打你哦。
But they slander against you.
但是他却是批评你哦。
Well, Jesus,
毁谤你啊。
Jesus had the same experience.
但你要想想耶稣有同样的经历。
In other words, is there any suffering that we are experiencing right now that is greater than Jesus?
想想我们是否有一些我们受的苦是耶稣所没有受过的呢？而且是比他更大的呢。
Yeah. My point here is this.
我的要点就是呢。
No one suffered as great as Jesus.
其实我们每一个人没有受过耶稣所受的那种苦。
And yet he could say, Father, forgive them.
但是他却能心里说，神啊，宽恕他们。
They don't know what they're doing.
他们根本不知道自己在做什么。
So let this be an example.
所以希望我们也是一个人能够模范的例子。
That our lives be strengthened by God's grace.
就是我们的生命能够在神里面加强。
The grace to be gracious to others.
就是有这样的恩典呢，能够去宽恕跟对人家有仁慈哦。
Let us close in prayer.
我们就结束。
Father, we pray that you will bring this about in our lives.
我们的亲爱的天父，请你让这样的事实现在我们生命里。
We know what it means to live by your grace.
我们知道要怎么都活出你的恩典来。
And that is to be gracious and compassionate to others.
就是对别人是恩待的去对待，跟怜悯他人。
And give us the grace to forgive.
让我们有这样的恩典的去宽恕人。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We commit those who are experiencing.Problems in this matter.
我们也是为那些在这样的事情上有些问题的。
That you will help them to see your love.
让他们能看到你的爱。
And your kindness towards us.
你对我们的仁慈。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你给我们的话语。
Amen.
Amen.